Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So many people do give up because they're thinking, this is the one time of year that I can enjoy my favorite food. So whether that's eggnog, pumpkin bread, your grandma's favorite pie, they think, oh, well, I'll worry about it later.
And later eventually shows up, and do they tend to forget that they made that promise in October?
January 1st, people usually get back on the bandwagon because there's this new need to create a new goal and be ready to go. But the challenge is if you start snacking with your Halloween candy mid-October and you snack your way through January the 1st, you're probably starting pounds above where you were. So you've got to lose weight to even get back to normal.
They say that the average person puts on about 6 pounds over the holidays from Halloween through New Year's Day. How tough is that 6 pounds to get off after the start of the first of the year?
6 pounds can be pretty tough to get off if you're not really hanging out, you know, totally at the gym and really on a good eating plan. It doesn't sound like a lot, but 6 pounds, and you consider a pound is close to 3,500 calories, that's a lot of calories you have to negate to get back down. So that's really going to take a really focused eating plan and a focused exercise plan to help you get that weight back off and maybe lose additional weight that maybe you originally wanted to lose.
Do we get guilted too much into not being bad this time of year?
You know, I always say as a dietitian, all foods can fit. And so I usually tell people try to live by the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time, do what you're supposed to. 20% of the time, you can splurge. By all means, we should enjoy our favorite holiday food. I love pumpkin bread. It really only comes out this time of year. The key is don't eat your pumpkin bread every single night with ice cream on it. So pick your day, pick your party, pick your family event where you want to splurge a little bit and let that be the time that you really enjoy. And then maybe trying to, you know, rein it back in at some of those other events. Because if you are letting yourself go hog wild at every single holiday party and every luncheon that you have at the office, that can really add up to a lot of extra calories because so many of our favorite holiday foods are calorically dense, meaning they have more calories per bite, and those calories can add up to pounds over the course of a few weeks or months.
There has to be a secret or two to keep us from overeating, as far as especially at Thanksgiving dinner time or the Christmas dinner time.
You know, the Thanksgiving meal and the dinner meal, if you really think about it, that's only one day. So one day in the midst of 2 or 3 months really isn't that big of a deal. I really believe a lot of the challenges come with people snacking on those foods leading up to that day and then after that day. And in the wintertime, it's darker earlier, it's colder. We tend to crave those comfort foods. And because people are so busy with the holidays and they're busy with Christmas shopping and whatever that is, many people slack off on their exercise. So if you slack off on your movement or your exercise and you increase what you're eating, then the likelihood is that's going to end up with a surplus of calories, which again is going to end up with a surplus of body weight.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.